with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Lifestream has blood banks throughout Southern California, including many here in the Inland Empire. KBCR's Lillian Vasquez spoke with Lifestream Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Joe Chaffin, about the process of donating blood and why it's so important.
Let's break it down a little. For someone who has never donated blood, can you take me through the process of what it's like from beginning to end?
The easiest way to do this is to go to our website, which is lstream.org. While you're there, you can fill out the entire questionnaire and read all the materials that we need you to read before you even get to one of our centers or one of our mobile drives. We want to be as sure as we can that people are safe to donate blood, meaning if, for example, if you had an issue with your heart or your lungs, it might not be the greatest idea for you to donate blood. So someone goes through all those questions. We want to make sure that they have enough blood to share with someone else. So we do a little finger poke, basically take a tiny sample of blood and run it through a machine that tells us whether or not someone has enough blood to share. We also check blood pressures, we check pulses, and the temperature. In order to donate blood, someone has to have a temperature of less than 99.5. In terms of the coronavirus, we are actually checking people's temperatures twice. We're checking them before they ever come into our centers to keep people that have even a little bit of a temperature increase from ever entering our center. And that's for the safety of our staff as well as for the safety of the other donors. Once someone gets through that whole process, then they go to either donate a unit of whole blood, which is the kind of donation that, again, most people are very familiar with. You sit in a comfortable chair. We put a needle into your arm, and you know, over the span of about 8 to 10 minutes or so, we collect the equivalent of a pint of blood into a sterile bag. That's a sterile needle. Some other donors are really well qualified by their blood type to give platelets, and that's a different process. You still have the needle put in your arm, but you spend typically in the range of 40 minutes connected to a really elegant and sophisticated machine that takes your blood, harvests the product that we're looking for, in other words, platelets and sometimes plasma, and gives everything else back to you. After they donate, they're required to stay in our canteen for a minimum of 10 minutes, and we have snacks, we have drinks, and we have people looking out for them to try and make sure that they're doing well and are okay. The vast, vast majority of people do well, but we're prepared to manage the few that do have an issue with dizziness.
I know you have some blood drives coming up. Do you want to share some of the locations and when they are?
Coming up on Friday, May the 15th, we have two drives in Banning at San Gorgonio Hospital and at Beaver Medical Group. We have a drive in Riverside. We have another drive in San Bernardino at the Center for Youth and Community Development. The day after that, Saturday, May 16, a drive at a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Redlands. Another one in Cala Mesa, and that one's at a church as well, and a church in Colton also. And then finally, on Sunday, May 17, a blood drive in Riverside at the La Sierra University Church, as well as the Water of Life Church in Fontana.
Why should I donate blood? Pretty obvious.
The issue of donation, it forms the backbone of saving literally hundreds of thousands of people every year in the United States. In fact, it may be millions. It's hard to overstate it. There are a million and one different things that blood gets used for. The things that people think about, of course, are things like cancer treatments and people that are having surgeries, traumas especially. That's a very big deal. But organ transplants, babies who need transfusions, all kinds of things. I will say this into my dying breath. I've been doing blood banking for nearly 30 years, and I am 100% convinced that people that donate blood and who try to donate blood are the best people in the world. I am convinced of that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
To hear the full interview with Lifestream Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joe Chaffin, listen to Inland Edition today at 2 and 5:30 p.m. You can visit lstream.org for more information and a list of blood drives near you. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.